Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
What does it feel like to move at 58,000 miles per hour? Well, it turns out we all know the answer.
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode. We are getting close to the end of season 11 here, and before we have a couple more interviews coming up, but before we do those, I wanted to share another selection from Tomorrow Together, Essays of Hope, Healing, and Humanity. And this one I'm sharing because as we head into the holiday season and all of the different elements that can creep up there and the stress and the rushing around and all the different aspects of things, combined with the normal stress of leadership, perspective is so important. And maintaining perspective that helps us keep our sanity and remain human-centered for ourselves and for everyone else around us. So today, it's all about perspective. John Green, the author of a great book, The Anthropocene Reviewed, and he's written a lot of movies and done a lot of things, but in The Anthropocene Reviewed, he has an essay where he says, "From the quark to the supernova, the wonders do not cease. It is our attentiveness that's in short supply. Our ability and our willingness to do the work that awe requires." So what does it feel to move at 58,000 miles per hour? Well, we do know the answer. We actually know more than that. Our sun, the star that, you know, in science fiction, authors will often call it soul to distinguish it from all the other stars out there. Our sun is moving through space at 58,000 miles per hour. Or for our metric friends around the world who, you know, their measurement system makes sense, that's 93,342 kilometers per hour. And that speed's hard to wrap my head around. But then you realize the entire solar system that's orbiting the sun, all the planets and moons and asteroids are also flying through space at 58,000 miles per hour as they stay in orbit around the sun. But we're not done yet. Then there's the planet's movement to consider. So Earth revolves around the sun and it's moving fast, traveling around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour or 170,000 plus kilometers per hour. So Earth covers just under 100 million miles in 1 year. That's wild, right? But we're still not done. The Earth is also spinning. So if you were standing on the equator, that's another 1,000 miles per hour of rotation. So let's put it all together. Standing still on the equator, you're spinning at 1,000 miles per hour, traveling around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour, in an entire solar system that's moving through space at 58,000 miles per hour. 1,000 miles per hour, 67,000 miles per hour, 58,000 miles per hour. And all of that motion is pretty much impossible to sense. We only become aware of it if we pay enough attention over time. And so when I think about that, it makes me wonder what else is happening that we don't notice. And from a leadership perspective, My goal here in sharing this is not to make you dizzy thinking of us whirling around through space, but it's to recognize how much is happening even when it feels like we're standing still. So pause, take a deep breath, and take a moment to recognize all that is happening in your team, in your leadership, in your business, and in yourself. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.